For nearly 20 years, Baltimore City schools have been run by a city-state partnership. But WYPR's John Lee reports that that arrangement has come under fire in the race for mayor.
First, a little history. In 1997, by all accounts, the city schools were dysfunctional. Academics were a disaster. So were the finances. The city was facing two lawsuits and was out of compliance with state regulations. So city and state leaders struck a deal. The state would give the city schools $250 million over 10 years. In return, the city school board would be appointed jointly by the mayor and the governor.
Previously, at that point in time, all school board members were appointed by the mayor.
Nancy Grasmick was the state school superintendent at the time and helped to broker the deal.
I can remember Mayor Schmokes, he was the mayor at the time, saying this is really giving up a lot of power in the mayor's office, but I think it's in the best interest of the students.
Now there are calls for the mayor to get that power back. State Senator Catherine Pugh, running in the Democratic primary, says the city no longer receives additional money through the agreement. She says the current setup allows the mayor and governor to pass the buck back and forth.
It sort of leaves us in limbo as to who, in fact, is really in control.
Pugh has introduced legislation in the General Assembly that would strip the governor of his role in picking the city school board, making the mayor fully responsible for the management of the schools. But candidate Elizabeth Embry says even under the current setup, mayors can step up and take charge of the schools. They've just chosen not to.
I think both the governors and the mayor since that time have been really hands-off with our school system, and I think that's an abdication of responsibility. And as mayor, I would want to be held accountable for the performance of our schools.
Embry says the state is not the obstacle to improving the city's schools. It's about management and accountability. Councilman Carl Stokes, also in the race for mayor, was a member of that first school board chosen by the mayor and governor in 1997. When it comes to the city-state partnership, he can take it or leave it. That's because the mayor has the power now, Stokes says. Governors traditionally had deferred to the mayor's school board choices, but Stokes says mayors have used the partnership to duck their responsibility to the city schools.
I think they have been hiding behind it rather than saying, these are our children. I will take the lead on making this happen, and that hasn't happened.
A spokesman for Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says they won't respond to issues raised in the campaign because she's not running. He added that the mayor has not tried to end the partnership, pointing out her father, Delegate Pete Rawlings, was one of its architects. Former school board member Calman Buzzy Hedelman says the partnership should go. He says the city should have local control of the schools, just like it does with the police department. Hedelman thinks ditching the partnership is coming up now because after years of making advancements, there's a feeling the city schools are slipping.
And I think there was a sense of upward movement and momentum, and recent events, unfortunately, have changed that picture.
A spokesman for Governor Hogan says appointments to local school boards should happen at the local level, but he did not go so far as to say that the governor will back Senator Pugh's legislation to end the partnership. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.